Hello, friends. Welcome to the Seed Pod for Kids. Thank you for joining me today as we spend time with our friend Jesus. Spending time with Jesus is the best way to start your day. Let's begin our time together praising Him. Have you ever trusted in Jesus and He came through for you? Have you ever been afraid and repeated His promise and then you weren't afraid anymore? I have. I don't like to be home alone by myself at night. But whenever I become afraid, I repeat His promises and trust that Jesus will do them. And guess what? I'm not afraid anymore. I can go right to sleep. You should try it.
'Tis so sweet to trust in Jesus, just to take Him at His word, just to rest upon His promise, just to know thus saith the Lord. Jesus, Jesus, how I trust Him, how I prove Him o'er and o'er. Jesus, Jesus, precious Jesus, oh, for grace to trust Him more. I'm so glad I learned to trust Thee, precious Jesus, Savior, friend. And I know that Thou art with me, will be with me to the end. Jesus, Jesus, how I trust Him, how I prove Him o'er and o'er. Jesus, Jesus, precious Jesus, oh, for grace to trust Him more.
Hey, boys and girls, I'm glad that you're back with me today as we are continuing the story about Peter. Do you remember what happened to him last time? What had happened? He was thrown in prison. You're right. So today we're going to find out what happened and God stepped in, and that's pretty exciting. So let's find out what happened after we have our opening prayer. Lord, we're thankful to spend this time with You, and we just pray for clarity of mind, for a clear mind, for a focus, and that You will give us wisdom as we learn and as we read from Your Word, the Bible. We love You. Amen. While Peter was in prison, waiting to die, what were the believers in Jerusalem doing? Do you know what they were doing? We're going to find out. Let's open our Bibles to Acts chapter 12, verse 5. Acts chapter 12, verse 5. Acts is right after John in the New Testament. And then after Acts is Romans, 1st and 2nd Corinthians. So if you're in any of those books, you've gone a little too far. We want Acts chapter 12, and then we're going to read verse 5. Those chapters are the big numbers. Chapter 12. And then you're going to read verse 5, the little numbers under chapter 12. Look for 5. Acts chapter 12, verse 5. Here's what it says.
Peter was therefore kept in prison, but constant prayer was offered to God for him by the church.
So while Peter is in prison, what's going on? What's happening? Constant prayer is being made for Peter. And who was praying? The church. The group of believers got together and they were praying. King Herod had tried to make very sure that there would be no way that Peter could get out of prison. Look at verse 4. Acts chapter 12, verse 4. Here's what it says.
So when he had arrested him, he put him in prison and delivered him to 4 squads of soldiers to keep him, intending to bring him before the people after Passover.
How many squads of soldiers? 4 squads. And you know that there wasn't just one soldier in a squad. So we're talking a lot of men, a lot of soldiers. They would have been armed with their swords and their spears. They would have had their their battle dress on, they would have been ready to guard and to protect and to make sure that Peter could not get away. Those guards also knew that they could not sleep, not even for a second. What would happen if they fell asleep? They might get killed, especially if Peter escaped. He and John had escaped once before, remember that? No one knew how it had happened. They didn't know, but the angels had gotten them out. Well, it's now the night before he was to die. Herod wanted to make sure that there was no possible way for escape, so he even chained the soldiers to him. Sometimes when I don't want my dog to get away, I tie him up, and I tie it with something that he can't chew through because he might decide, hey, if I just chew on this rope, I can end up chewing it and get free. So we make sure that we have a steel cable that he is tied to. Well, that's how Herod was feeling. He didn't want Peter to escape. So instead of just tying him up to the wall, he chained him between two soldiers. And that's how Peter slept. Look at verse 6. Acts chapter 12, verse 6.
And when Herod was about to bring him out, that night Peter was sleeping, bound with two chains between two soldiers. And the guards before the door were keeping the prison.
He's chained between soldiers. There's other soldiers guarding the door. There was no way to escape. Well, how do you think Peter was feeling? I mean, this is the night before he's supposed to die. Do you think he was so worried that he couldn't even sleep? Or do you think he trusted his life to Jesus? I think he trusted. I have a tendency and a problem that before a big trip, I never sleep very well because I'm always afraid that I'm going to forget something, or if we have to go on an airplane and I have to set an alarm for really early in the morning, I'm afraid that I might not wake up or the alarm might not go off when it's supposed to. And so I keep checking the clock throughout the night. I can't sleep very well at all before a trip. Now imagine if I was going to die, I probably would sleep even worse. But not Peter. Peter was putting his life in God's hands. He was trusting God, and so he was sound asleep. In fact, he was so sound asleep that he didn't even wake up when the dark cell suddenly became light. Then someone touched him and said, "Wake up!" Peter opened his sleepy eyes. There beside him, he saw a bright, shining angel. What did the angel tell him to do? Look at verse 7. Verse 7. What did the angel tell him to do?
Now behold, an angel of the Lord stood by him, and a light shone in the prison. And he struck Peter on the side and raised him up, saying, "Arise quickly." And his chains fell off his hands.
He told him to arise quickly. Get up. And what happened when he got up? His chains fell off. The soldiers were not moving. You know, the angel could have even smiled when he saw how Peter was acting because he was obeying the angel, but he was acting like he was having a dream or he was sleepwalking. Have you ever sleepwalked or had a dream? He put on his sandals. He put on his coat. He followed the angel as they stepped over one of the guards. Look at verse 8 and verse 9. We're going to read this and see what the Bible says. Verse 8 and verse 9.
Then the angel said to him, "Gird yourself and tie on your sandals." So he did. And he said to him, "Put on your garment and follow me." So he went out and followed him and did not know what was done by the angel was real, but thought he was seeing a vision.
So how was Peter feeling? What was he thinking? That he was seeing a vision. He was like, "Whoa, wait. What? What's going on?" Sometimes when you think about something all the time or you really, really, really want something really bad, you can even have a dream about it. I was working in Central California in the summertime, going door to door selling Christian books. I was a teenager and it was very, very, very hot. It was so hot and we were walking around in the heat carrying this heavy bag of books, knocking on doors, trying to get people to buy these books. And then the money that I made would help with my schooling. I was one of those people that I would look for any way that I could to cool off. And guess what one way was? As I would walk along, sometimes people would have their lawn sprinkler going, or they would put it in a spot where their lawn, the grass in their front yard, where it was dying. And so they would put out a hose that had a sprinkler head on it, and the sprinkler head would go, and then it would go back to the beginning. Have you ever seen a sprinkler like that? Well, I would go as I'm walking along, and whenever I would see one of those, I would get really excited because I'd be wearing sandals and a skirt, usually a skirt to my knees. And so I would walk over to where that sprinkler was, and I would get soaking wet from about the waist down. I would make sure that the books didn't get wet, but I would go and stand in the water, and it would cool off my skirt, it would cool off my shoes, and then I would continue on. And I loved sprinklers because it was so nice and cool. Are you ready for the really embarrassing story that I'm about to tell you? Okay, this is like really embarrassing. So I would always think about these sprinklers, like, oh, maybe there's a sprinkler on this street, or, oh, do I see a sprinkler? Well, one night when I was sleeping, I was in a room full of other girls, and I was sound asleep, and I was sleeping, and I sat up in bed, and I was still sleeping, and I went, hey, guys, look, there's the sprinkler, and I went, and I made my head go back and forth just like a sprinkler head, and I made the sound. And then I flopped back on my bed and went back and was asleep because it was kind of like a dream or a sleepwalking type thing. Anyway, everyone in that room who was awake or who I woke up laughed hysterically, and they teased me about it the rest of the summer. And I thought it was kind of funny too, but it was sort of embarrassing as well. I was always thinking about the sprinklers, how I could stay cool, and I ended up having a dream about it. Well, now you have Peter, who is thinking and realizing that he's about to be put to death, and maybe he's thinking, wow, I wonder if they'll let me go. I wonder if somebody will share with them that what I'm doing is not wrong. I wonder if I could be, oh, wouldn't it be nice if an angel came and let me go like he did the last time? And so when he fell asleep, he might have thought that he was dreaming. He had thought about being released so much that now it was kind of coming true. Well, when the angel and Peter got to the door of the prison cell, it opened quietly all by itself, and they went right through. Then the door closed behind them without any sound. So did all the other doors of the prison, and not one soldier who was guarding those doors moved. Peter must have thought that he was having this vision. Look at verse 10.
When they were past the first and the second guard posts, they came to the iron gate that leads to the city, which opened to them of its own accord. They went out and went down one street, and immediately the angel departed from him.
The gates are opening without a sound. Nobody's touching them. They're just opening. And pretty soon they find themselves out on the street in the cool night air. Boys and girls, do you think that Peter was trusting Jesus? Do you think that he was ready to die for him if he needed to? Yes. He was sleeping peacefully, sleeping calmly. He was not like me before a trip. He was trusting God for everything. And then when God helped him and the angel helped to release him, he thought he was having a vision, right? A dream. He didn't really think it was real. But next time, we're going to find out what Peter thought when he realized this was no dream. Dear Lord, thank you so much for this story that helps us to learn to trust you no matter what, in the good times and in the bad. Thank you for sending your angel to help Peter. Help us to love you more, to trust you more, and to be ready when you come again to take us home with you. We love you, Lord. Be with us today as we go through our work and our play and our school and everything that we need to do. Give us your love and your spirit In Jesus' name, amen.
Matthew 7:7.
Ask and it will be given to you. Seek and you will find. Knock and it will be opened to you. Ask and it will be given to you. Seek and you will find. Knock and it
Bible story material used in today's devotional podcast has been used with permission from My Bible First. If you would like your own copy, please visit My Bible First at www.mybiblefirst.org or call 877-242-5317. For more information about this program and others like it, check out the description below.